Thank you for tuning in to Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio on LiveParanormal.com. Hosted by owners Robert Zarek and Nikki Paranormal. Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio. My name is Nikki Paranormal, and I'm just one of the hosts this evening. The other one is Rob Zarek. Let's bring him in live. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Great. How are you?
Good. Are we live?
Mm-hmm.
So no introduction or anything tonight, huh?
Yeah, sorry. Slipped my mind.
So we got nothing? We didn't even do like, hey, this is Nikki Paranormal or anything?
I did. I just didn't move you over to the listening room.
Oh, so I didn't hear it.
Mm-hmm.
I was just dead air.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like we're going to have a really good show tonight. We haven't talked to Doug Baker. It's been a while. And he is going to bring back his show. I know he had a couple setbacks, but who hasn't had a couple setbacks in the last year or two? And it's always fun to have him on, and it's fun to, we're not doing any free readings tonight. You know, he was kind of a staple there during our COVID free reading nights, and
yes.
I miss those times.
Although you don't miss the whole COVID lockdown shutdown thing, right?
I don't know. I kind of liked it. No, I'm just kidding. It was fun. It was dumb. I didn't like it. I'm nervous that it's going to happen again.
Yeah, me too. I don't want to have to deal with all that crap again. But we're probably going to be right back there. Let's hope not.
Yeah, I don't know. You know what that means? It means that we will have more free reading nights. So, you know, if COVID does hit again real rampant and stuff, then, you know, for our viewers and ourselves, that's something they can look forward to.
Yeah, but don't, like, everybody wish for it to come back just so you can get a free reading. Like, that's too much.
I mean, if you're, like, super desperate, then, you know.
Yeah, just bite the bullet and buy a reading.
You could. Or get a free one from us, which would be highly inaccurate. Or it could be accurate. I don't know. I know that one time, and I found the notes, which was funny enough, because I wrote them down when I took over from Lisa when she got sick on air. And I remember we had a caller. Her name was Jen Anderson, and we know her from Live Paranormal. And I gave her a reading, and I gave her, like, dates and stuff, and I never found out if those dates actually came true. And I don't know at this point, because it was like July 7th, 2020.
Uh-huh.
Something's going to change.
Right.
I don't know if she can really go back to July 7th and see.
To give a fair assessment, right.
Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember July 7th over a year ago.
I'd be like, I'm highly skeptical of this. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what I wrote that down because at the time I was like super pumped up to figure out if anything was going to occur. And I think I told her she was going to change jobs. And I think she did change jobs. But it wasn't like changing jobs. It was like changing positions. So I'm not sure if that qualifies. Yeah, I mean, at this point, you could probably swing anything to make it qualify. But we'll see what Doug's got to say. I know he's had some stuff going on. And, you know, like I said, we haven't talked to him in a while. And I wanted to talk to him about some of the occurrences we had. And, you know, he's someone that we haven't talked about with some of these repeat people. Or spirits, or entities, or whatever they are that we're talking to. Because I don't know if you got a chance to review the clip I had sent you, I believe it was yesterday, talked about it yesterday. That there's a repetitive voice, more than one now. Like we're getting more, like of multiple repetitive voices out of the same place, which is interesting to me because I don't know how much I believe in, like, resident hauntings and all this other stuff. Like,
right.
I guess, you know, who am I to say that you can't have the same spirit over and over and over? Maybe, you know, maybe they pass through. Maybe that's all correct. But I do know that we have had communication with the same spirit. Now I can almost guarantee three times, spirits.
Yeah. Three different dates. Well, in three different dates too, wasn't it? For some of them?
Yes, in three different spirits. And I don't want to say that blows my mind because that would be like a drastic overstatement. But it does somewhat like blow my mind because I, you know, you hear about, I roll my eyes often. And a lot of times it's an inner eye roll. And when I hear about, like, oh, we have resident hauntings and resident spirits and stuff, oh, and how do you really know? And how did you establish this? But that is one benefit. I think, like, I very rarely can see a benefit of going to a place over and over and over again, except for you can actually track that type of activity. You know, in as much as sometimes I have not wanted to, and I do not want to do, you know, investigation at the same place over and over, it's kind of beneficial because you do get that data that you might not get.
Right.
You know, and it's kind of interesting too, because we've, you know, we'll talk to Doug about it and see what he thinks. And I don't even know if he's ready to come on or not.
He is.
Is he ready to come
here
on?
Why don't we
let's
go ahead and bring him
on? Then we'll continue the conversation. We'll let him know
where
we're at or with our investigation.
He's been in here, so he's been listening. So he might be ahead of the game here. Let's bring him in live. Hey, Doug.
Well, hi guys. How are you doing tonight?
We're
good.
Doing pretty good. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing pretty good. I was glad when you asked if I wanted to come on. I always enjoy coming on and talking with you, too.
And we're equally glad that you said yes. Because you could have easily said no, or you could have lied. You could have been like, no, I got something super important to do at 10:30 at night. You know, which to me, that's always like kind of like a funny response. And people are like, oh, no, I'm busy. I'm like, well, what exactly you got going on at 10:35? You know, Eastern, you know, what do you do that you can't call in for 10 minutes? You know, like I have to question if they're actually have something going on or they're just lying, because it's not like the super hour to be like, oh, yeah, I'm busy, you know.
I guess it just depends on if their pillows are not on their bed at the time. I mean, if I had to go track them down, maybe, but otherwise, no, I'm usually awake at 10:35, so that's not usually a problem for me. Yeah.
Well, we're kind of continuing our opening statements here, and we, over the past, I'm guessing, like, maybe 6 weeks, we've had kind of like a reoccurring show theme where we've been talking to different psychics and channelers, I think would be the correct term, if I'm not mistaken, about some of the things that we've had going on.
Yeah.
We have focused a lot of investigations at the same location. And then we threw it in the mix, too. We had another crazy thing happen that we captured on audio, something amazing. We haven't released it yet, but we can tell you about it. But I sometimes get bored and still bored just thinking about doing it, investigating the same place over and over. But there is the silver lining is you can actually track if there is that spirit that is continuously there. You know, because I brought this up and I'm sure you've listened, but I sometimes roll my eyes and I just don't grasp when people say, hey, there's a resident spirit here, because how do you know? Where did you get that information from? You know, it's always, a former owner, it's always this or that. You know, there's always some kind of, where did the story originate from? Yeah, it's a lot of urban legend. But you know, because we've kind of been able to track our findings, and we use a lot of the same devices, we've encountered what I think is three different spirits now at the same location that have talked to us multiple times, maybe four, because I'm not throwing this Ruth into it either, but irregardless, we've kind of come across the same voices, the same, I mean, not even kind of, I mean, it's the same voice.
Yeah.
Over like a year period of at drastically different times. Yeah, so, you know, we've had a child, and our first real experience there was a child that spoke, and then I went back like 4 months later and got the same child, 100% identical voice. And then we kind of just stopped trying to find the child. You know, it was kind of, it was super cool because it was like very intelligent. But now, you know, by reviewing the evidence, I've found that we've gotten, you know, the same spirit coming through. And it's quite interesting because it does, you know, going back to the same place over and over does give you that. That's the silver lining.
Opportunity.
I'm saying, because you have the opportunity. And, you know, when you're reviewing it, I tend to remember, you know, my reviews, and I'm thinking, hey, this sounds awful familiar to this one portion of this other clip. And you know, like we had what I'm taking as, and I don't know, do you do a lot of remote readings, Doug? Because I don't want to give you any information if you're getting a gut feeling what we're dealing with.
Well, I mean,
I do
remote readings when people will call in and they want to know about a location. So I'll ask them, you know, what's the house number? And then that's usually enough. I mean, rarely do you need the whole, maybe you might need the street or something, but, you know, I'm not sitting there Googling it. I don't ask for enough for that. But what I usually do is just, I need some kind of identifier because then I'll get a picture and I can tell them, okay, sometimes I'll get a picture of a building and I'll be like, all right, so is it this kind of house? Is it two-story or low ranch or whatever? You know, for giggles, just we'll say it's a ranch. And then sometimes I'll get a picture of something inside it. So I'll have to describe what I'm seeing, like a room, or usually I'll get some kind of detail so that we at least know we're on the same page for the same property.
Right.
And then sometimes, you know, I'll have to, and the thing is, it depends on what's there, because sometimes, like I've run into before, where it'll be a memory in the land or a spirit attached to the land that was there before the house or the structure was ever put up. And then I'll have to give them that detail, and I'll say, you know, this looks like such and such time. And, of course, I don't have time to look it up for them, but it usually gives them enough to say, okay, yeah, that makes more sense. Because, I mean, like just for instance, the Civil War was all over the place, and I was ignorant of just how many places it was, especially even some parts of it were very near where I lived up until recently, and I didn't know that for many years. But, you know, so if you don't know the history of the place, but like, you know, for the psychic reaching out, or just the intuitive or the unfortunate person who moves in somewhere where there is something resident, because I do personally, I do believe in the resident energies or the ability for a place to absorb the energies that happen in it. You know, it's like a church could have lots of happy memories from all the weddings, or vice versa, there could be a lot of sadness because of a lot of funerals in an area. But churches in particular, I've found, pick up a lot of energy just because there's so much emotional activity that happens in them. But like, and just for instance, for doing remote stuff, yes, I mean, people will come in and, or they would come in and say, you know, I'm having a problem with my house. And so I'll say, hey, what's your street number? And they'll say 123, and I'll look at it. And the only times I've really had that be complicated was if the house was maybe a double or a big building that had been split up, and maybe I'm seeing something in a part of it that they're not a part of. But, I mean, I had a property years ago that I lived at, and this was before I was ever even interested in anything outside of metaphysical, which more would be the paranormal. At least that would have been my definition at the time. I had rented a place that I kept seeing people walking through the living room, and they were walking through where a wall had been closed up. I didn't know that at the time, but I asked the neighbor, because it was a great big old house, and I said, you know, do you ever get anything weird here? And it turns out that the house next door to it was a funeral parlor, and the house, the place that I had rented, used to be the doctor's office. And people were walking through what was now my living room, which was his waiting room. So that was my first experience with it. But over the years when I've done things, yes, I think a place, if you're sensitive or if you're even open to it, I mean, spirit will communicate. I mean, I've had some, now, being without the equipment most of the time, because that's one of the things I think is so fun, being part of a team or having, you know, at least one person that does the equipment, because that's why it was always fun going out with you guys, because you had all the different equipment and the measuring stuff. And me, you know, I usually just go with me, but like we've been to that schoolhouse a couple of times, and there are certain energies that do represent as the same, or like that place. I mean, it threw me when Rob asked, you know, who's in the room, and the one gadget came up with my name, and Rob said, well, Doug who? And it said my last name. Well, there was, I mean, unless the place is rigged, which I don't believe it was at all, I don't know why they would go through all that. You know, right. That threw me, but that tells me there had to be something there. But the remote stuff, yeah, I think it's real, because I've had personal experiences with it over the years, and I would tell people, well, this is what I'm getting about it, and they'd either say yes or no, and I wouldn't ask them for the background stories either, because to me, the less I know about it when I walk in, the less likely I am to see something and then think, gee, did my mind invent that? So I like to go with as much of a clean slate as I can. I mean, obviously, I know if I'm going to an insane asylum, I can probably expect some mentally unrested people to be there. But I don't want to know the specifics of what happened here or what happened there, if that makes sense.
So the question is, would you be up for being put on the spot live? If we gave you a street.
Well, sure, I'll give it a shot. I mean, you know, I'm still getting the same paid amount whether I'm good or not.
Yeah.
So.
Sure. And it really is not going to matter to us. It's just what we would do is, like, you know, we've had a couple other people do remote, and it would be cool to
Okay, so you've got something
other.
That you already have some idea what's going on. Okay, so you would know.
Yes.
All right, well, sure.
So we
okay,
would know.
Yeah, we'll give it a try. I mean, what the hey?
All right, so we'll let Nikki, what address should we give?
Let's give 401.
401. God, this is, and I set the stage too. I'm like, yeah, just give me the house number. Okay, let's see. Well, this looks like a complicated place, like it's had multiple uses to it. And it's funny because it wants to take, I want to go back to what was there before. And it makes me wonder what was going on there. But the energy of the place looks like there's two particular spirits that are active. I don't know that they're original to it. It looks like I don't know how else to say that over original. I mean, I don't know that they would be like they were the original people that lived there or the original users or whatever. There's a younger one there. I don't know that I'd call it a child, but if it is a child, it's late child, but it's between child and really adolescent age. So I would say really between like 9 and 12, somewhere around there. I don't think they've actually, I don't think they hit it to actual puberty or teenager. And then there's an older, looks like older male there too. But this also has like almost a fleeting in the background, there's a woman. But this one comes and goes. I don't know that one would be something that you would get a consistent, hi, I'm Jean or Kelly or whoever. Because because I'm not getting names for him, but I do get spirit energy there. But it's almost like this is, I keep wanting to say there's multiple uses here, or there were multiple uses there. And it's not like just, oh, this was always a, you know, grocery store or whatever. I don't think it's that. But what it looks like is it's all, and it's weird because this place is energy. I feel like there is a lot that goes on there, but, and this is going to make me sound like I'm on the Ed Norrie show, and, you know, please don't hang up on me for this. But the stacking energy of the time, and it's almost like layers of a cake. So when I look at it, there's a very low layer, and then there's some light layers on top, but they don't really meld well. It's almost like I would expect if I were going there that I would be walking through different times. And to me, that tells me there's a lot of memories in the place, not necessarily a whole bunch of active hauntings. But what I'm getting is there, if you go into, like you turn the corner, you're going to get a memory from a different time. And if you go over here, there's going to be a totally different time memory there. But the place really looks very active as far as imprints or memories that I would call them imprints, but at the same time, I've also called them memories. But I like to say that so it doesn't scare people as much, because people can get so scared over the lightest little things. And I'm trying to be more conscious of that so that I don't say something that sounds very heavy when I don't mean it to be. I don't get a necessarily negative vibe from it. I do get that it feels very heavy, though, like there's a lot there. It may benefit from clearing, but that's not something that I would do remotely without anybody's, you know, talking to them first, because, you know, I don't know that this isn't a haunted location that they're using, that they want people to come and be able to have an experience. And I know you do things like that, and all of a sudden, you know, you don't get to go anywhere anymore because they're afraid to have you in, so I don't do that. But that's what I get off of it. I do get there's some energy there, but to me, I would think you would get a lot at that location with the meters that you guys use. And I don't know what they're all called, so I'm not going to butcher the names of them. But I would think you would get a lot of EMF readings there. And I would not be surprised if you didn't get recordings. I really, describing how I would feel it, I would get a lot more sensation of memory, and probably would get it probably would be an interesting place to walk through, because I've got one of those little digital voice recorders, and I just stick it in my pocket, and I just talk pretty quietly as I walk through, and just that way I can say, okay, this is what I saw here, this room, this thing. I think that would be interesting if you were, one, definitely going to use the meters, but two, if you were one who had a lot more experience, no, that's not the right word, if you were more looking for a physical experience there too, because it looks like there's a lot there, and that one also feels like if you spent more time there, I wouldn't suggest it being just a quick visit, you know, like I've seen some of the TV shows where they're there for like 2 days or 3 days or whatever. I don't know that that place would give you a whole lot immediately. It also has the spirits that look like they're there have almost a testing energy. It's like they're waiting to see, okay, is this person serious? Is this person for real? And it may take a little while for you to actually get anything from them until they okay, they're serious. And I don't know why they do that, because I've been to some places where as soon as somebody walks in the door, they turn it on, and you know it's there. But that place that you're talking about really looks more like it, almost like it tests you for a little bit just to see how patient you are. I don't know if that's the kid energy that wants to do more of a play and see, well, we'll play with them and see how long they'll wait. Because, I mean, I would imagine if you're in spirit, you don't really have much else to do except see what you can do with the fact that you are in spirit.
Right.
And you might not have wanted a 20-minute discourse on that. I apologize, but that's what came through.
No, you're
so
fine.
I hope that was helpful.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
That's my problems on my radio show night, because one will get really interesting and I'll spend like 15, 20 minutes with them, and then I'm like, oh, sorry, I forgot there's, you know, five other people waiting here. Let me get on with it. So that's what I got off of that one. I don't know if it's any good or not, but hey, that's what was there. So anyway, what
it's
else you got?
For me.
Or was any of that accurate, or was I way out in left field?
Accurate as hell.
Oh, good. Well thank you. Good for the feedback. I like to hear that. I'm like, okay. So it made sense? Okay, good. Wow.
Well, that was fun.
Thanks for giving me one to just kind of run with there. That's kind of how it goes. And
yeah,
I've had people
really
ask awesome. Stuff, and I'll be like, thank you. Okay, good. I'm like, well, if it was terrible, don't rake me over coals too bad. But if I am out in left field, let me know. Because sometimes I'll go off on something, and it'll be like, oh, that wasn't okay. Well, let me see, because you know sometimes they'll mess with you a little bit. But I don't even know where the heck you're talking about, because all I asked for was the street number. But gosh, from the feel of it, if it's ever open to investigate, that might be an interesting place to go. So anyway, cool. Well, thanks for letting me look at it. Okay. Well, what else you want to talk about?
Well, I think if. Nikki wants to take over and describe, some of the hauntings that or findings we have from the different spirits, too. Because we have we have a guy that comes through and says, I'm dying, is what he says. And he needs help.
Oh,
and what I find interesting, and, this is what I think is interesting, is that it's, we had it captured inside the building and then kind of outside of the building, but a little bit like not super,
over a little.
I mean, within over like in like what you would consider probably like four lots or three lots and, like a city lot, the same guy come through. So I'm just curious if that guy, just knows us from being there repetitively and is trying to talk to us, or how are we getting
if he's
this
just reliving
where,
that moment, right?
What I wonder about the time memories, because they can. That makes me wonder if it's not necessarily that guy is there, if that's not just an imprint that's happened there, and it's replaying. But I would think what I've seen in the past was those are usually in the same location, not something that can move around on the place. So that, it kind of makes me wonder if they're not really, because what I'm getting when you talk about him is, yes, I think there's something there. I don't know that he's really conscious that he's not stuck in the process. Because I wonder if he got so scared when he was going, because if it was something that took a while, and I don't know what he went from, but what he went from, if it was something that, you have some people that, they're 95 years old and they go in bed and their family's all around and they say goodbye to them and it's a peaceful crossing. But then you have the other side of that where it isn't. And if he had so much strong emotion with it, whether scared or whatever happened to him, and I don't think it doesn't look like it's a murder. It looks like something that's, if what I'm seeing is this person, it looks like something where they either got hurt and it was taking them out and it took them a while, or there was something that was almost like a wasting thing where it was taking them out. But it's looking for help, but at the same time, I don't know that they're aware that there's not anything that you can necessarily do for them except for the fact that maybe they see you and they're looking for help, but they may not know how to ask for anymore. Mm-hmm. But see, that's the thing. I usually, when I run into something out in the wild, I guess is what I'd call it, which to me, I'd say in the wild would be like a site visit somewhere or reaching out like you did with the 401. If they're really present, they say a lot more usually than just one or two things. They'll actually talk if they can. And most of the time they can. But that also depends on how long they've been there because, you know, I know that they can get energy, at least in my experience, they can get energy off of an exchange with people, just like when I've been out and suddenly you've got a full battery and then you go in a room and the battery's dead. You know, at first when I went out with you guys, I didn't know why you brought a suitcase full of batteries. Now I know why, because they eat them. And I was like, why in the hell would you possibly need, you know, 50 AA batteries? And then 2 hours later, you've gone through, you know, half of them are gone. But so I wonder about that, if maybe they're not reaching out. But I would say, I mean, once you've gotten your, you know, because I would look at, if I was doing, because I heard you at the beginning when I came on waiting about talking about, you know, having the consistency and having the same equipment and the same readings and that, because to me that would be the only way I would be willing to establish with any kind of physical proof, because, you know, yeah, the psychic's fun to have and the psychic can give you the information, but we don't have anything where we took a picture and there it is, or we measured this and we had this little thing where the stick figure's on it and, you know, all that.
Right.
But if you can do that the same, once you were able to get that information, then maybe I would ask if there was someone, and of course, you know, I would ask the owner first, but ask if there was someone that could help them cross over just to see if there really is somebody there that's stuck. Because if they need help getting out, you know, then I would want to help them. But it doesn't necessarily feel like this is something that's really fully conscious, which is hard to say because, of course, it's not in body, but over the years of doing this, I've seen some that are much more awake and they can interact, but I've also seen some that don't really realize we're there and they just go on and do their own thing. I have seen some of those where I knew there was something there, but it didn't. It either chose to ignore me and just said, you know, who the hell are you? I'm not talking to you. I don't know you. Or two, because I've had that happen before during readings. I've had them say, well, you know, I don't want to talk to you. Well, that's fine. You know, I'm doing the session either way. But I've also seen them where they just don't care and they go on and do their own thing. Well, I hope I didn't ramble all over the place too much with that, but I hope that answered your question.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, and that's the thing. It's interesting to me because when I think of, oh, it's just a memory or something, it confuses me to why it would be happening distance-wise so many feet away.
Well, that would be unique, too. Yeah, because if the voice can move, I don't think it's stuck to the area unless the entire area, for some reason, is very active. And it's almost as if the entire place, I mean, I hate to throw to a horror movie, but like that American Horror Story where their little premise of the whole hotel is haunted and all the ghosties can go all through the hotel, but they can't go outside.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of makes me wonder if that's not something with the land, but it is a confusing one because it does feel like there's something there, but in my experience, for it to really be a memory, I don't think it would move. So that, to me, would lead more to that, yes, it probably is something that was following you to get your attention to talk to you.
Well, and then the one that I've discovered, and I'm pretty sure it's the same voice, and it's a male, and I believe, and this one's a new one that I'm kind of uncovering now. It sounds like I'm doing in-depth research and stuff, but I'm not doing that in-depth research. I was like, wow, that sounds like this other one. And
well, you're doing more research than some people do. I mean, at least you're going out and doing it.
It would be way tooting my own horn way more than I should. But we'll roll with it. So what I thought was interesting was I was playing, getting ready to put something, a clip up. And I was like, oh, that's a little kid. It's a hi or hello. And then a guy saying, I am the devil, which could be, I don't know if he's the devil or not, whatever, you know, But so this was in December.
Well, I can tell you, in 20-plus years, I've never met the devil out on a haunting. I've heard people try and say things to try to get your attention.
Right. Yeah.
But here's the kicker. Is so 4 months or 5 months after the fact, I'm in the same house, and through the spirit boxes, this kid again, and he says, he's coming. And, of course, I'm like, well, who's coming? Because that's the natural response. And
well,
the
sure.
guy says, I am.
I am.
I'm the devil.
Yep.
And he says, I'm the devil.
Ow.
And so they had the same guy saying he is the devil with a kid, you know, warning us. Because I don't know if he said hi or help the kid the first time. I got to really, I don't know if Nicole got a chance to listen to that clip I sent yesterday.
I honestly can't really tell. It says something like hi or help. I can't tell which one.
Oh, wow.
And then the guy says, I'm the devil. You know, it's super clear, I'm the devil, like this. And then, go back to 4 months later, that he's coming is, like, super clear. And then, I said, who's coming? And it says, I am. And then it says, I am the devil.
Oh, wow.
You know, so that was kind of weird. But you had that interaction.
Yeah, I'd say, my lord, the hair tried to stand up on my arm there.
I'm not told that it's the devil, but it's just, to me, it's interesting that there was the same type of correspondence there where you have the kid.
Well, yeah, because he's saying it like it's his name.
Yeah.
Well, he's saying it like it's his name, just like people in body would introduce themselves. You know, I'm not going to tell you my name's Sally if my name's Doug. But, I'm going to say, hi, I'm Doug, how are you, or who are you? You know.
Right.
And it gives you the feeling of, like, this guy's spirit was either really dark, or I have to wonder if he didn't get into some stuff that turned really dark on him and made it, and just made him dark. I don't know. I mean, why would a kid be afraid of him otherwise?
Right.
Well,
you know, they're not doing this just to get your interest, because you're already there. You know, they're not trying to scare someone to get somebody new there. You were already there. So they don't need to add to
it.
But if they're being consistent, it wouldn't surprise me if it wasn't exactly the same spirit.
And if you think about what you picked up on a man and
a guy and a
child.
Kid.
And this is what it sounds like, a man and a kid.
Oh, hell, that's
you
that
know.
Same address. Okay, wow, all right. I didn't know we were looking at the same one.
It's the same place. So,
I mean, it makes me wonder, just by the feeling of that energy, if maybe it hadn't got into, like, some kind of dark practice. Because, I mean, you always see the books of, do this, do that, and you'll have this wonderful super, all the dark power and all that nonsense. But, and I'm not saying everything is nonsense, but I think it's nonsense to stick that out there and, sell your soul and here you go, now you got this.
Right.
But I wonder if that kind of thing didn't happen to that spirit, I mean, why would it scare a kid, and why would the kid be so scared? I mean, kids get scared. I mean, I remember when I was little, if I was doing something stupid, all mom had to say was, you wait till your dad gets home. And I was scared, and I stopped doing whatever the hell I was doing. But it feels much stronger than that. You know, why would they say help? Because I lean more towards the kid said help than hi. Because of the feeling behind it. I mean, and I have not heard the clip, but once you get to where if you want to send it, I'll listen to it. But I know you don't have it up now. I'm not asking you to do it now. But, I mean, I'll listen to it if you want me to. If you send it, I'll listen to it. But it feels more
awesome.
It feels more like help. Because there was definitely, if you're talking about the same place, there was definitely a kid, there was a guy. And then the floating energy in the background was a woman, or at least sure felt like it. So I would not be surprised if you go back there if you don't end up finding a woman that will talk to you eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to.
If you've been twice, I bet there's a chance you're going to go visit again.
We go all the time.
Yeah. All the time.
Okay, I mean,
yeah.
I would go just to see what I could get off of that. Because if
right.
you're getting consistent, the same sound, the same kind of voice modulation, even the same kind of readings, because I would think if you're getting the same voice, if you've got the right gadgets, you might get some consistent readings for when it shows up. Because I don't
right.
think it
well,
stays
just,
in the same place. But that
I
could explain the
you.
Feeling I got of, like, if you're in one room, you get this feeling, and then when you turn over here, you get a whole different place. But I was looking at it more in time. I don't know how old the place is, but again, like I said, there's a lot of stuff there stacked up. And the other thing, like I said, was going to make me sound like I'm on that late night talk show, is it's almost like there's a portal there, and there's
mm-hmm.
and to me, when I talk about portals, it's like things can come in and go, come and go as they want, almost like a spirit doorway. Much like a door on a building somewhere. You can go in or out either way. But I wonder if there's not something like that there. I mean, I don't know where the heck you're talking about, but it sure seems, uh-huh. now that we've looked at it a little bit, it seems like it'd be interesting to go visit. So I could see why you might be there quite a bit. But
well, if you're on
might
Facebook
be neat
right
to
now,
go
I
visit.
I sent you the latest. The latest one that I found that happened in December. So it's actually
oh,
in
great,
your box
okay.
right now. If you want to listen to it, it's there.
Yeah.
Okay, I will.
Yeah.
I don't
awesome.
Know if it'll let me listen to it while I'm on the phone or not. Or if you want me to listen to it now, I can try.
You can try it. See if you
yeah.
can do it.
Yeah, let me see if it'll do it while I'm on the phone. Let me see. If it will. Let's see. Oh, got a nice little creepy doll and everything. Okay, let's see what we get. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Oh, wow. Well, I did get to hear it. I can't tell what it was at the beginning either.
Mm-hmm.
But you can hear like a child say something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard I heard that. And then, boy, the devil came through loud and clear. Wow.
And then there's like a really strange whisper, too, that when a guy says the devil, if you hear it, there's like another voice that comes to you, it's a weird whisper. And then at the end, there's a guy saying,
yeah,
oh.
you know I'm going to be repeatedly listening to this after we get off the show just to see if I can try and figure it out. Thank you for sending it. I'll listen to it some more and see what I get. Is, without blowing that out of the water, is that, never mind. I'll ask you off air. I think I might have an idea where that place is, so.
Okay. All right.
Since you're not putting that out just yet, I'll ask you off air. So, anyway, well, that was neat. Thank you for sending it to me because I haven't been out. I haven't done any investigations in a while. So
we got to change that, Doug.
This
is kind of
cool.
That.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm doing a. I'm going to Indiana this weekend, and I'm going to be at some kind friendship. What's it called? Friendship flea market thing. There used to be a psychic there for years, but she's gone, so I'm going to be the only one there for a little over a week. This thing runs for 9 days.
Oh, wow.
So
wow.
I'll be out there doing readings if anybody wants to come out and see me in Friendship, Indiana. I don't even know where it is yet, but Google does, so we'll get it sorted out. But
it sounds like it'd be
Thank God for Google.
Really friendly place, too.
Yeah.
You know, we're just hoping
right?
the ghosts aren't too friendly, but I've heard this festival's been going for 50 years, and their main thing is they invite people from all over to come together. So Lord knows there might be some ghosties. I'm going to take some of my little toys with me. I'll take my recorder at least anyway.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you what, that one I've got, you could leave it in the car, and I swear be 30 feet
stuff.
Away and be talking.
Yep.
That thing, it picks up stuff. So
oh,
anyway,
yeah.
back to what you, yeah, so what else you got? What else you want to talk about?
I don't know.
There was so much in such little time. But, you know, that's the thing that's kind of been interesting to us. And we're probably, you know, I would assume maybe as soon as tomorrow we'll be back there investigating.
I would encourage you to go back because I'm curious what you're going to get off of the female spirit. Because she looks older. She looked, and not just in time, but like in her age, she would have been older. And I think she's older than the male by, you know, if they were together, that one, the male died first. So she had more time, and she seems more attached, and it's strange because she does move around. She doesn't just have one spot that she expresses in. I see a staircase with her, so I don't even know if it's this place or if this place was built after that. But there's a staircase she's with. So if there is one at that wherever this place is, if there is a staircase, I'd kind of concentrate around that.
Okay.
And you said she does not
I concentrate around the stairs to try and get a hold of her.
And you said she doesn't really like to come forward. Or she does, or what was it? You made a comment about it. I don't think she does,
but I think I get an isolation between her and the other two. Like there's some kind of break between the kid and the guy where she doesn't associate with them.
We have a lady who has come through who seems reluctant to speak for herself. Right? Didn't you say that, Rob?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I would concentrate around the staircase if you want to try and get a hold of her. But she may be the one, not just the kid that's doing the testing kind of energy. I think she's doing that too. I think the kid is more of kind of a play energy with the kid, but hers is more, you know, are you serious? Are you going to, I'm hearing more of an, are you going to believe me? So I have to wonder if once you actually get her to come forward, if she doesn't talk about either what happened to her or what she saw there, but there's a will you believe me is the energy that shows up with her now that I focus on her a little more. Well, so I would go, and it's weird because the staircase is like right. Does the staircase curve? I'm feeling kind of in the middle of the stairs. That's why I wondered if it was the curving staircase. But for some reason, it's like right in the middle of the steps, not all the way up or on the ground, but right in the middle. Uh-huh. So if you really want to talk to this one, I'd sit on the steps or put something on the steps, whatever the measurement device is.
Okay.
Or take a psychic or, you know, whatever, but
right.
Or all of the above. But that I think there's, because there's a big energy of will you believe me. I don't know why that's there, but it's like she either saw something that she doesn't want to talk about, but she kind of wants to talk about. I don't know. And I can't even tell if it's really traumatic to her or if she saw something that was traumatic to somebody else. I don't know.
Okay.
But that's what I got off her. But if you're going back, I'd try the steps for sure if you want to try and get her.
With that particular spirit is that we had thought that she was talking in the third person. But we had someone else tell us that they believed that somebody was speaking for her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it was, so-and-so, like we'd say, can you say hi? And the response would be so-and-so said hi. You know, and we're like, wow, that's kind of weird if you would talk.
Oh, wow, it's like you've got a medium talking that's in spirit. That's, wow.
Yeah.
That's different.
Yeah,
and
And I'm not sold that the gentleman who told us that, you know, was accurate. Is it really the lady talking in the third person? Or is someone, you know, she has someone else talking in between, talking
to us? It sounds more like somebody else. I don't think she's talking in the third person. I think it's somebody else talking for her. And that would explain if she's feeling iffy about talking.
Right.
But, I mean, you might want to ask her when you go back, start out with tell her, I will believe you. Tell me what you need. Tell me what you saw. Tell me what you experienced.
Right.
I will believe you. I don't have any reason not to believe you. You know, and try that, because if something happened in her life where, you know, she got accused that she was making it up or something like that, I don't know what it is that she's but that was the feeling I got is, you know, that the believe me piece. So let her know. I mean, you know, what are you out if you're going anyway? You know, tell her and see if you get something.
We'll definitely
are you
do
getting
that.
I would. That's where I would start if I were going there. Do what?
Are you getting any kind of names or anything or anything else about her?
That's different. Well, that was somebody that bopped through for just a second. There's two that are there. There's one that's in a long dress, so I would put her way far back because women just don't dress like that anymore. I don't see a big bustle or anything like that, so it's not huge. But then for a second, I saw somebody almost dressed 1960s, and I know it's not the same spirit. So I don't know where the hell that one came from. I don't know if she popped in to say, you know, hi, I'm on air or whatever. It's almost like we had a blooper reel there, like you're out on the news scene and somebody's waving in the background. Welcome to mediumship. Isn't that fun? Let's see if I can get anything else on her. Who's Mary? Why am I hearing Mary? I don't know which one it is.
I have a known entity there named Mary. There's a
okay,
Mary.
Well, there's your Mary.
Yeah,
so there's
a
Mary there.
Yeah.
That was the first name that popped up when you asked for him. I'm like, well, okay. But there was two that popped up. That's the only name I'm getting. Well, now I take that back. Who the hell's Ellen? I don't know who that is, but there's an Ellen floating around there, too. I don't know if she's permanent or if she's just doing her news blooper reel. But that's weird that they both popped in at the same time. The 60s one almost looked – this is going to sound goofy as hell, too. But with, like, the go-go boots and the weird print dress, almost like a Nancy Sinatra costume. And I don't know what the hell that is because it's not the same spirit. The other one is dressed really – conservatively almost. I'd almost put her Victorian looking, but the dress is down to the floor.
Yep.
I can't even see her feet, so I can't tell you what kind of shoes she's wearing. I'd imagine boots, but I don't see them. But the dress is down to the floor. It's either a blue or a gray, but it's that dark, that kind of dark color. And her hair is done. It's not all messed up. I mean, it's styled. I don't know if she was I mean, it's not like I just got back from the opera, but, I mean, it's kept, so I don't think that she wasn't in that much dress to have her hair, you know what I mean? But then again, I wonder if you're in spirit, if you can just look like however you want. So, but that's how she's showing up. But the dress is really, I think if you would be there, like you said, multiple times, you would, if you saw her, you'd see her in the same outfit.
People have
so
seen
I don't
her
know
in
who
gray.
The hell the 60s looking girl are. In gray. Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because so
it's
crazy.
Like it's either a dark blue or it's gray, but it's right on the edge of what you would call it.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. And I don't get any kind of threatening or any kind of like get out of here. This one is kind of, yeah, I'm here, but I don't think she talks to everybody. She can. She certainly got enough of her faculties that she can talk if she wants to, but I don't know that she's interested in talking to everybody.
Right.
So, you know, but if you've seen her and you, I would try the stairs. I would. That's the feeling I'm getting. I don't think anybody, I don't get a feeling of like falling down them, but there's almost a moment of uncertainty. And what I would tell you is to get her attention, walk the steps and do it kind of slow, deliberately, and you could even do it with one of the little measuring things and see if something lights up. But what I'm getting is if I were there in person, I would walk the steps till I found the spot that felt uncertain. And I don't know how else to say that. It's almost like you're going to fall and you grab for the railing. She's not going to shove you and try and knock you down. But that's the spot, if you can find it, where I would set my recording equipment, as long as no one's going to be coming down the stairs to knock it off the step.
Right.
But that's where I'd put it.
Okay.
And it looks right about in the middle of the steps, more towards the first floor side than getting up higher. But so it's just right below the almost middle of the stairs. But that's where I would look to do that.
I love it. That's awesome.
Well, maybe if we get the time.
Oh, I'm glad it helped.
And take
yeah.
you through on video or something. So,
you
know,
yeah.
thanks for joining us tonight. I know we're coming towards the end.
Yeah, thank
and,
you.
Maybe,
well, gosh,
maybe we'll
that
give
went
you a call
fast.
Tomorrow.
Well, thank you so much for having me on.
You've blown me
and,
away,
Doug. You know, like I said, maybe we'll
You're
give,
damn good.
Maybe we'll give you a call tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, you can do that, too.
yeah.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much, and it was fun. And, yeah, give me a call if you want tomorrow. We'll talk, and thanks for having me on. That was great.
Yes. Thank you. You are amazing. That blew me away. oh, my God.
Well, that's all. That I take that as high praise from you. Thank you.
Yes. That's
all right,
no
guys.
One gets that. Thank you.
Well, you know, you can always leave me a review on my Readings by Doug page. I do
love
those.
I'm
going
to have to.
All
that,
right, guys.
That
I'll,
blew me away.
I'll let you go and... Have a wonderful evening, and thanks for having me on.
All right. Thank you.
Awesome.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Wow. Okay. With the my knowledge of the location and the known sightings and even just – he blew me away.
You did a good job?
Oh, hell yeah.
oh, that's good.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, maybe if we have time, the next time we're there.
I think we're
going
to have time. We're going to do that because that right there, that blew me away. Wow.
Well, we haven't talked to him in a while, so it was kind of good to catch up and everything.
Yeah. That was great. Wow.
So we'll see. I would probably be streaming some sort of live investigation tomorrow or the next day.
Yeah.
Either on Facebook or TikTok or both or the new platform that I bought that we haven't used yet.
Haven't tinkered
so
yet.
We have some options.
Yeah.
I know I paid for it. That's all I did. I don't know anything else about it.
Well, we've got some time to learn it. We got some time to figure it out, I think.
That's right.
Yeah, well, I am.
So
wow, I'm really blown away.
Well, it's good because we haven't had you be blown away in a while, so.
I know. Wow.
I'm always just blown away. You know me. Super blown away.
Yeah,
guy.
Mr. Rob. Blown away, Rob, yeah.
Every single show, I'm like, oh, my God, wow. That's amazing. I'm blown away. I don't think I've
I really am,
that.
Though. Like, I am. Holy crap. Wow.
Well, hopefully we'll blow people away tomorrow with our live stream.
Yes. Yes.
So look forward to that. I don't know. It might probably be super short, but it's going to happen.
It'll happen.
Cool.
Wow.
Well, we'll see everyone tomorrow, and I guess
thanks
for joining
us. Yep. Thank you.
Tonight.
Have a great night, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.